listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. An evacuation centre has been set up in Walpole as firefighters continue to battle an out-of-control bushfire in the Great Southern. An emergency warning remains in place for parts of Denmark and Manjimup Shires. The fire was first reported early yesterday morning and has burnt through 7,000 hectares. Premier Roger Cook is urging people in the area to stay safe and to follow the advice from authorities.
We know many people are travelling in that area to enjoy the Anzac Day weekend. But can I stress, can you please stay away from that area? Do what you're told or instructed by emergency service workers. Make sure that you don't get in their way. They are dealing with a particularly nasty bushfire situation.
Four firearms allegedly stolen from a Franklin River home have been recovered in Katanning. It follows a Ribber Lake discovery after 12 rifles and shotguns were allegedly taken from the Great Southern property in February. But a further four are still missing. Anyone with information is urged to contact police. Aerial and vessel operations are set to continue today to keep more than 100 rescued pilot whales away from southwest shorelines. A whale carcass has washed up at Quindalup Beach near Busselton this morning, with the beach now closed and a shark advice in place. Regional Wildlife Officer Pierre Cortes says the community rallied together yesterday to help return the stranded whales to water.
Just want to thank the public for their understanding and for all their assistance with the volunteers.
Today is tipped to be Australia's biggest sick day of the year. Last year, we saw a 53% surge in sickies the day before Anzac Day. We're expected to top that today as Aussie workers try to sneak in an extra long weekend. In sport, Southwest Slammers women's team have said goodbye to a new import. Canadian Cheryl Cox cut from the side just 3 games into the season due to her inability to perform on the court. The team facing a doubleheader this weekend, taking on both Lakeside and Joondalup.